It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Big Ugly Tailgate. Our Saturday lineup here on the horn is kicking off. It kicked off with playing through, but the tailgate is kicking off right now.
The big ugly tailgate is kicking off right now.
I'm Ashley Camrath, and here with Johnny Rogers. Casey is walking in. I'm sure a very...
I don't know if Casey can face the music this morning.
that might have been part of it. We were kind of wondering, like, is he coming? Is he not? Yeah, he's coming.
There he is.
But busy week. I mean, it's been Thanksgiving week, and, yeah. You know, I saw Case a couple days ago on Thanksgiving Day and just slammed over there at Whitfield, so... No. It's contaminated.
I sprayed the bag down. You're going to move it.
That bag does not have the Rona. So, good morning, everyone. It's a...
I know you wore a man purse.
Kind of a foggy...
It's a satchel. It's my computer bag.
Is that really yours, Johnny?
Yes, that's mine.
Nice.
Indiana Jones wore one?
He did.
That's good.
What's going on, everybody?
How was your Thanksgiving, Case?
It was good. I don't remember going home.
Busy. You smell like barbecue.
Got a little schmammered with the uncles. What it was we're drinking beer, and then now I have, so all my younger cousins, they're all around like 21 to 28 or to 30, you know.
And you're a cool Uncle Casey?
No.
We're
cousins. So gotcha. It's like they're all still in that like, hey, let's go hard stage. Someone brought the Crown out.
Did you teach them a lesson? Or
and then they brought Casamigos out, and I was like,
boy.
No, I mean, it wasn't like... But, you know, I'm not going to say no to, I haven't had a Crown in so long.
Absolutely. Well, you probably deserved it, because how many turkeys do you think you ended up cooking over the holidays?
I did 90.
90?
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, it was not. I've been cooking, so we had service last week, so I've been cooking a full, like, weekend and a couple days now.
Wow.
I mean, yesterday I started cooking, but, yeah, no, so.
So is Whitfield open this weekend?
Yeah, we're open today and tomorrow.
Nice.
No time off, huh?
No, I mean, me and the wife thought about it. We said, okay, well, next year let's expand our Thanksgiving menu, make it bigger for like Wednesday and Thursday,
right?
And then,
but you guys didn't
and then close down the weekend, head to the ranch.
Did
the
you guys
weekend.
Do any of like the like Thanksgiving sides?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did our own stuffing. It was funny. My buddy was over. I was like, and he was looking at the menu or the list of people, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, "What's dressing?" I was like,
"What?"
I was like, "Dressing, stuffing, same thing."
Yeah.
He's like, "I never heard anybody say dressing."
Really?
He's always been stuffing for him.
Where is he from?
From Ohio to Colorado. Oh,
okay. That's what I didn't know.
Very Midwest term.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I saw this Thanksgiving Instagram quiz the other day. Something. It was like, "What do you say, dressing or stuffing?" And I was like, "Who?" Who both? Wouldn't know both?
Both?
Yeah. Who wouldn't know both?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a Southern thing.
I guess so.
Hey, you know what I did do the other day?
What?
We're sitting up there cooking, and I ordered some pizzas, and I tried a Pepsi again. I think it was my first Pepsi in about, I don't know, 10 years. And it was all right.
How was it?
It was good. I mean, it was cool. You know what I mean?
Do you
but
drink
it wasn't...
sodas normally?
No, but I mean, I never had a Pepsi. I haven't had a
Pepsi. Let me ask you this.
I don't even see Pepsi.
If you're... drinking a soda, I'm guessing you're probably a Dr. Pepper, a Coke, Diet Coke,
yeah,
something like that.
I like a Coke.
You're right. I don't really. I hadn't thought about that. I don't really see Pepsi.
No, that's all. That's all up north, Midwest thing.
Gotcha.
Was anything in it, or just a Pepsi?
No, just a Pepsi.
Oh.
No, I just haven't had a Pepsi, and you don't see Pepsi in Texas. You see Coke, Dr. Pepper,
Dr. Pepper,
a root beer,
yeah,
or Topo Chico.
We really, you see Big Red. Big Red's king in Texas, and Dr. Pepper. They're kind of a
and Topo Chico.
But that's not a soda.
Yes, it is.
It is water.
It's a sparkling.
Soda.
It's a sparkling.
It's a water soda.
Soda. Yeah, it's a water soda.
Water with
yeah.
gas.
I love Topo Chico.
I do too.
No, what I got addicted to when I was down in Cabo was Topo Chico and lime.
Mm-hmm.
When you're kind of hungover, is really good.
Wait, are you talking about the like putting a lime in it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to just get the Topo Chico lime.
No, I don't like that.
Oh, I love it.
The Topo Chico lime. I don't like the artificial lime.
Oh, get out of here.
No, but it's the same thing. Like, do you like food with liquid smoke in it? Can you tell liquid smoke in food?
I don't know the last time I've had liquid smoke in a food.
I don't even know what that is.
So, like, restaurants will put, like, liquid smoke into, like, their
marinades and stuff. Oh, like fajitas
and
chilies?
Yeah.
So it comes out?
Like smoky.
Oh.
Okay.
But I just know the taste of liquid smoke.
Gotcha.
So, like, if I ever, I can smell it, too.
Huh.
So if I don't know, but it's disgusting to me. I don't know. It's just one of those things. Anyways,
I feel like we're trying to do everything and anything, talk about everything and anything to avoid certain conversations this morning on the Big Ugly Tailgate.
We'll get there. We'll
no,
get
see,
there
but
eventually.
I'm like, but see, he's like, he wants to push it.
I know.
He's the one that wants to talk
I don't
about it.
He straight
about
up got me out of personally. The car in his big old
well,
purple
I feel like this could be a cathartic
today.
Moment for our listeners.
No,
well,
we
like we're recapping Thanksgiving.
I'm talking about
Thanksgiving
and barbecuing, you know.
I went hunting this week.
Did you get anything?
I got an 8-point buck. Went for 3 days in Menard County at my sister's ranch. Got to hunt with my big brother for the first time ever in my life.
Coolest experience.
Did
that little 8-point buck have milk on his lips still? It's still on the teat.
It was an old man. It was an old. It was an old buck.
Old youngin.
It was an old buck.
You shot a baby.
I know. It was not Bambi.
Venison, baby.
I could be like, Casey, I shot a 12-point trophy, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, was it a spike?
He's just a Whipple guy.
Was it outside his ears? Hell no.
What does that mean? No, yeah, it was a good little buck, old buck, yeah. But going to get some good meat off that, and, you know, more than anything, just the experience of being out there and getting to hunt.
Yeah, the weather was nice last week.
Yeah,
it was good. It's finally getting cool. It's supposed to rain all day. They said, there's a big sheet of rain coming in. So they said from like 100% from 10 on for about 4 hours or something like that.
Yeah, we probably need the rain.
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't want to go sit in the rain all day.
Different for us than it is Casey.
Yeah, y'all got to go inside, turn a fire on, and drink whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I have a fire going, but
it's a different kind of fire.
Different kind of fire.
Gotta make sure that
wet.
One doesn't go out.
I'm just wet.
But did y'all have a good Thanksgiving? Johnny, what'd you do?
We went out to Horseshoe Bay.
Your parents?
Yeah, saw the rents and my brother's family as well. He couldn't make it because the NFL are not allowing, has rules and doesn't allow, unlike college football, NFL has rules and actually holds those accountable to stay there. But you're starting to see, really, the NFL's about to come into an interesting happening with the Ravens-Steelers game because it just got pushed to Tuesday night.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that at least they didn't cancel the game.
That's wild. I mean, that's...
It was going to be a little screwy. We're not sure exactly who's going to get
it's
screwed.
It's getting into these months.
And now it's actually happening.
A little bit. I mean, but they're controlling it pretty good. I'm happy.
At the NFL level.
NFL and college. Well, I mean,
wow.
No, I'm happy with the players how they're handling it, and a lot of teams are not safe every week. You know what I mean? So that's with it spiking everywhere. You know, hands
but here's,
off to here, all the.
Here's kind of where I get with it is that. You know, I just last night when I was watching that UNC Notre Dame game, it broke that the Ohio State Illinois game just got canceled. The Ohio State head coach, I believe, has COVID, and a bunch of their players tested positive. And here's what I'm telling you: the reason they didn't cancel the game because of COVID. Ohio State canceled the game because the Fighting Illini. We're going to knock them off.
We're going to whoop that ass?
They were going to whoop
them. Is that
what
you're saying?
I totally agree.
They were on a three-game winning hot streak. They were on a hot streak, okay, coming into the game. They're getting their starting quarterback back from the beginning of the season.
Ohio State would be Sands' head coach. So
the thing is, though, are you the type of coach, you get your starting quarterback back, but the guy just won you three in a row?
No,
it, now you're going to put a cold ass quarterback in, and Ohio State's going to pound his little ass.
I should have given you some context. Should have given you some context. They've dealt with injuries, so they played four quarterbacks.
That sucks.
You know, one guy got COVID, one guy got injured, all that, whatever. And so
they're surviving and winning.
They're surviving, and now they got on a roll. They get their quarterback back, and the Luckeyes decide to just cancel the game. Like,
why are you mad at Ohio State?
Because I think it's a BS move. I think it's a BS move because here's the thing.
You canceled your game this year at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, but that's who cares?
And that was,
are you talking about TCU?
Yes.
Who cares? TCU's not Ohio State.
Wait, what did you say? I missed it.
Okay. I'm, thank you. That's
wait,
all
what?
I'm talking about an Ohio State University here. Okay. And okay. Basically, what's going to end up happening, I don't like when Power Five teams who, quote unquote, should be in the Final Four. Like Ohio State, right? Because that's what you hear all the time. Little guys like the TCUs don't get in because big bad Ohio State should. They deserve to get in. Well, guess what? Now they're not going to. They're only going to play about five or six games.
Yeah, strength of schedule is.
And it's not fair to the other teams, especially in the Big Ten. By the way, if Ohio State misses, if they quit on another team and cancel another game, they don't have the ability to play in the Big Ten championship. Okay.
Yeah.
But,
well, yeah, because they haven't played enough.
But.
Well, it's because of the Big Ten and the BCS, Pac-12 are stupid as
the shit. BCS Final Four does not have any limits. So they could pick Ohio State to come to the Final Four, even if Ohio State doesn't go to the Big Ten Championship.
For playing four games this season? No, they're not going to do that.
I'm not saying they will. Right. I'm just saying they could.
But it's not BCS. You're talking about the selection committee for the playoffs.
Yeah. The BCS Final Four.
It's the same crap, but just different name behind it.
But they may not be able to qualify for the Big Ten Championship, but
they
still
will go to the Final Four.
Yeah, they could go to the Final Four.
And then a two-loss Big Ten team wins it, and they're screwed. They're out of it.
But Ohio State University. You know, everybody, they just deserve to be in. No, they don't deserve. You got to go out there and put it on the field like every other school out there. And Ohio State.
You've enunciated it twice now. I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge. Why is it an Ohio State instead of the Ohio State?
Because they are an Ohio State University.
Okay.
Not the. There's a lot more schools in Ohio than just
But you don't
Ohio.
Say an University of Texas.
Yeah, but you guys also know Texas doesn't also go around going the University of Texas, the like a bunch of jabronis.
Because we don't have to.
You don't have
to say Texas, and you know who we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
What's funny though is that a person in Ohio, they tried to, not patent it or like
copyright
the for the University of Ohio State. They try to copyright that the Yeah,
I was like, they're an Ohio State University,
and they told them to go pound Satan.
Beat it, nerds.
Yeah. But anyways, we have a good lineup today. But no, yeah, yesterday was a disappointment. All I want to do is say this. It's like, Sam needs to come back next year. He has option to come back next year. I think he needs to come back next year and hopefully get developed.
For whom? Himself?
Yeah. Okay. I just think his arm has gone backwards instead of forwards. Like it looked like he was climbing, and then now it's like going down. It's like I don't get why he's going backwards.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with that statement, but I at least saw in this game that he just played. This was one of the first games he was really chunking it downfield. You saw a lot of vertical throws.
Yeah, a lot of deep balls.
Well, and just taking it and going with it, like you know.
I don't know if
that sack at the end of the game was on him. It's a 3-man rush. You got to get out of there.
Yeah. I agree. You're right. You're absolutely right.
And you cannot take that sack.
But if it was basically a 3-yard sack, okay? And I get it. He shouldn't take it, but it was a 3-yard sack.
No, you get out of there. You get out of the pocket. Every quarter, Colt McCoy, Vince Young.
You're right.
3-man rush. I'm going to get outside, nothing, throw the ball to bounds, just kick it, try to win this game. But the other dumbass call was not kicking the field goal to go up 7 points. And then now we got Dicker the kicker up here about to go kick a field goal to win the game.
57 or 58 yards?
57. But, I mean, it's just, you know, plenty of leg on it.
I do not, for the life of me, understand what he was thinking on the fourth down call.
Nope.
And not taking the points. You got You got the ability to go up a full touchdown.
We got to take the points. It's a full touchdown.
You have to take the points. It's a full touchdown. To. I mean, I have no idea what he was. I mean, he said there was analytics and
I'm sitting there watching it, and I was like, okay. And so I got up like, oh, they're going to kick a field goal, yep. And I went back to trimming briskets, and I was like, my wife put, she has these like decorations or like these. From when we had everybody over for the, not over, but all the stuff from the, at the trailer, all the decoration stuff when people were picking up for holidays were all there, right? So I could barely see my iPad that TV. I was watching
oh,
it on.
Thanksgiving.
And I look at the bottom, I'm like, well, why do they have the ball here? And I go over there, I was like, he went for it? Yeah. And then I went back on it and I was like, are you? And I was like, because I saw Sam get hit and I was like, oh, that's third down. I was like, clearly they're going to kick a field goal.
So in the press conference afterwards, Herman said that he mulled over kicking the field goal on the 4th and 1. He said that was a tough one, but decided to go for it because he trusted Mike's play call and the analytics said to go for it.
They read it all day long. I mean.
So how does he know these analytics? There's just somebody that has a piece of paper that says, it's 85% chance that we take it here.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question.
Someone like getting his ear.
I'll find out that answer to that question.
That's wild as hell.
But even the heck with analytics. Take the points.
Yeah, especially in a game
like
this.
Make their team drive the full length of the field to score a touchdown, not a field goal, to score a touchdown to beat you.
No, but the crappiest thing was I said. All right, Texas, in the game right now. You got 3 minutes and 9 seconds left in the fourth quarter. You're up 4. I said, in the game right now. End it right here. This is your chance. And they threw the ball on 2 downs, deep routes. I said, what are y'all doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, get a first down. Get another first down. Take this ball down the field. Like, make a good drive out of it. And they just had BS play calling. It was nuts.
Yeah, they got in that sack that Sam took. I mean, that wasn't like they were rushing a lot of people. There was a 3-man rush.
Right.
Yeah.
And
our low line sucks still.
Yeah. I for the life of me, I mean, I think throughout the entire game there was, you know, they started off great. I thought Texas came out.
Yep.
They start establishing the run right off the bat with Bijan, heavy dose of Bijan, right? And it was like, all right, then they throw downfield, things are going well, then the defense comes out, they do a good job. Yeah. And then after that, it was like, wah, wah, wah.
Well, what was that we were talking about earlier? What was the yardage for first quarter to second?
So Texas had 210 yards in the first quarter and 8 in the second.
How many plays?
8 yards. Does not say. But it felt like that second quarter, Texas lost all their energy. They mm-hmm. started giving up a couple sacks. Just wasn't
well,
there.
It's called adjustments. It's called in-game adjustments. You got to be able to do that as a coach, and you come to the sideline and you adjust. Hey, this is what they're doing. Like as an O-line coach, if it's me, I mean, this is how it's always been done with us. You know, the coach comes over, we talk like, hey, what are they doing? They're doing this. They're heavy on this. Blah blah blah. And then we change our blocking schemes to what they're doing. Okay, right. We're going to do a lot more of this today, guys, because they're trying to bring the blitz and everything. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, I thought.
I don't see it, you know, that adjustments. I'm not just talking O-line. I'm just talking in general.
I thought Tom Herman got out-coached just across the board.
Again.
I mean, I'm not saying Matt Campbell's the next coming of Lombardi, but he has built a program. And I love, did you guys hear his quote after the game? I thought it was one of the greatest things I'd heard in a long time. He said, we don't have 5-star talent. We have a 5-star culture.
Wow, that's powerful.
And it's just like, wow, this guy.
I thought it was so classy after the game. He went straight to Dicker. And
yeah. He sat there, talked to the kid, gave him a hug. You know, I mean, it's a tough deal. Yeah, I was just, when it came down to a kick, I was like, oh, boy, I wonder what Casey's thinking right now.
No, I already knew he was going to miss it.
Yeah.
Big Mike texted in and said, I don't understand why Herman continues to take out Bijan in the second half. He's
yes.
clearly the best yes. back Texas has by Herman Hellomeyer.
I'll yep. never understand that, all no. that, all the rotation
I mean,
stuff.
Bijan came out and just, I mean, he was
lights out,
just pounding the rock.
Yep.
And I get, you got to give a guy a spell here and there, but we just didn't see that much more of Bijan in the second half.
No, let the boy eat.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, yes, this is the Texas team. I think everybody was like, all right, we're seeing it. We're seeing it. And then very predictable.
And then they're like, hey, let's run inside now. Well, you guys, you know, y'all gained 110 yards on the outside zone, staying away from the, you know, the middle of that defense. And you don't go back to it. Right. That's wild.
No, Brennan Eagles had a great first half.
He had an incredible first half.
Someone texted in and said, love Sam, but he looked out of it. Zero emotions. Yeah. I disagree with that to a certain extent. I think he's just beat down and tired.
Yeah, I mean he's put a lot of them on their back. On
no
his back.
Telling the emotional toll that yesterday,
yeah.
last game at DKR, and knowing that he's wanted this his entire life, and yeah, it didn't turn out how he thought. I mean, we were having a very different conversation 10 weeks ago.
Yeah,
about this team.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just not
a good team.
You see those pies, Casey? The pies right. From HEB.
Yeah. Did you have to go get them?
I didn't go to HEB. I went to Randall's, and they were frozen. And my whole family made fun of me all day long because I brought frozen pies to Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
That's fantastic.
Well, what's really fantastic
is... You had one job.
I had one job. And I kept bragging for weeks that I was bringing Whitfield's pies, and I forgot to tell Casey that until the day before.
Ah.
Yeah, sure. Gotcha. Hey, you got any pies left? I'm like, ooh.
Well, I didn't even... I was going to... get a turkey from Casey, yeah. But our numbers for our Thanksgiving went from, you know, to basically like, got cut in half from like yeah. nine four. To like four.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we just, you know.
And don't worry about it. It was sold. I'm over.
Yeah, I called Casey and I was like, man, I'm sorry, dude. I know I told you I was going to buy that turkey, but I just, you know, we're not going to have the numbers. It'd just be way too much. Right. He's like, oh, thank God. He's like, I could sell this thing for a lot
yeah,
more.
Right now. Meanwhile, I was worried. Meanwhile, I'm texting him going, do you have pies? Do you have pies? Do you have pies? Jake texted him, do you have pies? And then we were on our way to Thanksgiving dinner, and we pulled up into Whitfield's, and Jake rolled the window down and goes, pies?
Pies?
And Casey's like, nope. Should have called me before.
Mm-hmm.
Text line is blowing up. If you want to weigh in, feel free to do so. 512-337-3776. Obviously, a lot
look right
of
here.
Emotion.
Get out of the freaking pocket. That's the sack he took. It's so
they
dumb.
They are replaying some plays from the game.
No,
on the
it's
TV.
So dumb.
Oh.
But anyways, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things where, you know, you can't. I'm not mad at the kicker for that. I mean, shoot, it's a 57-yarder.
Yeah.
You know, you got put in your, you know. In that situation, you know, it shouldn't have been in that situation. Should have kicked the field goal. Should have been 7-7. That should have been a game-winning kick.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we should have went to overtime. Analytics. I don't know. I don't. I think that's dumb. That's dumb as hell.
Well, he's a Mensa guy. He looks at percentages and all that stuff.
Yeah. So I mean, on that, you know, but you know, let's just get this out of the. Out of the conversation, you know, people like to post pictures of, you know, and I love Sam. I think Sam's a great quarterback, but, and he has all these numbers, and that's what, you know, even Tom mentioned, oh, we got these great numbers, but like, okay. He's not even on the same pedestal as Colton Vince.
Correct.
He's not on that mountain. He's not on that mountain. I think he needs to come back and hopefully someone can, whoever was talking with him when he was gaining speed and his passes were on again, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. 2 years ago, he was throwing just dimes. And I understand, yes, he had little Jordan Humphreys and Devin Duvernay and all that type of stuff, but if you're a quarterback, you still got to put that ball where it needs to go, you know what I mean?
Yep.
If he can just work on his, I think he needs to come back and work on his accuracy. And hopefully...
Or he could
he just needs good coaching. That's really what he needs.
Well, then team, you know what? He might want to leave. He may just want to go to the NFL.
But see, he ain't, you know.
He ain't getting it here. At least not right now. I mean, I don't know if that decision gets made anytime soon, but maybe he pays attention to who's the next football coach at the University of Texas to decide if he wants to stick around.
We will pick this conversation up on the other side of a short break. You're listening to Big Ugly Tailgate on the Horn.
These are the worst headphones in America, by the way.
Juicy.
Is that? Does it sound that bad on y'all's?
No, it sounds wonderful.
No, that sounds like Ross Geller on Friends doing his beep, boop, boop, boop.
Because that ain't, I know the beat, but that ain't the real beat.
No, that's juicy.
Okay. It just doesn't sound right in these headphones, and that's what I'm talking about.
You're thinking this is the Notorious B.I.G., aren't you?
No, it's just these headphones suck.
Gotcha. That too.
All right. Well, there we go.
Just take them off.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate. We got some good football today. What are the questions you're asking us, Ashley, from people?
Well, the text line is absolutely blowing up, understandably so. The reason I can't stand Ohio State, they're getting all of the five-star recruits from the Lone Star State. Someone said play calling sucked. We scored 13 points first quarter and 7 the last 3. Robinson got 10 out of the first 12 touches, ended up carrying at 16. That's total BS. Someone said 4 years of Ellinger is enough.
Hold on. I didn't know that stat. So he was involved in the first 11 and only got 16 the total game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is ridiculous.
Like 10 touches first quarter, well, six but, the rest
but
of the
hold
game.
Hold on. They just want fresh legs.
But it's dumb. When someone's eating, you let him keep going. Like, he won't know.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm a running back.
They want to go 4 quarters.
Yes. If I'm a running back and I'm getting those early touches, I think that as the game goes on, it's feeding me, like it's giving me that energy. And right. I don't care how many times you give me the ball, get me to the fourth quarter and let me just keep pounding the rock.
Yep. Well, that's wild. It don't make no darn sense. But I'm not a coach. I'm just a ball player, retired. And
well, and I got into a little bit of a Twitter spat with this guy. Actually, he's a TCU guy, but he tried to call out Matt Campbell for punting with 3 minutes left to go in the game when they were down 4.
He trusts his defense.
He trusted his defense. And I said, that's the right call. Mm-hmm. And this guy's like, no, it's not. You got to go for it. I said, no. That's what Tom Herman just did. And look what happened to him.
Yeah.
Matt Campbell knows what he's doing as a head football coach. You have trust in your defense. You punt it deep. And then hopefully your defense can step up, make a stop, which Iowa State did. Oh, by the way, during that series.
But that was
series,
the dumbest play calls
during,
in
yeah,
three
during
series.
That series, you why don't you run the ball 3 straight times? Keep giving it to Bijan. I think he threw the ball on
twice.
Second and third down.
Yes.
Now Iowa State goes into it with a timeout.
And they try to run it up the gut, too. I'm like, well, why change it from going. So this is what I don't understand when it comes to it. He went outside twice, 3 times, 4 times, had some good runs, right? Get some good production. And then he went out again, got stopped, went out again, and got 1 or 2. It's like they get scared of it, and they start running inside. It's like, no, you can mix it up, you know? Like, run it inside once, but you got to keep bringing it outside. It's not like they're, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's just wild.
Well, and
I just don't think they had an offensive line to really.
And to be honest with you, like, everybody's pinning this on Tom, but Tom wasn't the guy making those calls. I mean, ultimately, it's his decision, but at least on the offensive side of the ball, that's on Mike Yurkic.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
But
I don't know.
So I guess the question then becomes, what next for Texas?
I don't know what they're going to do.
What do you think the chances of them getting Shanahan from the NFL?
They're not getting Shanahan.
Zero.
Slim to none. Okay.
This year, at some point in the future,
maybe
about 10, 15 years when he's ready to settle down, I think he could come back to the University of Texas. Sure.
Yeah, when he wants
to. But not right now.
But not right now. So Grumbles called me last night, and we were talking about this, and it's like our big question is, okay, so you wind up in another situation. Who wants to inherit this?
Well, everybody does. To turn it around, because it's not in a bad place to where it's
not in shambles.
It's not in shambles. It's not functioning. You know, he's done a good job, you know, changing the culture around there. I mean, they're still a little soft for me, but, you know, they're, I think.
But isn't that kind of similar to the way Charlie was with turning these boys into men, and we're Texas, and, you know, that's who we are. We're a man maker, basically. Don't worry about the football team. We're turning these guys into men. Well, you're not winning football games. And they didn't, and he got fired. Same thing with Tom. Probably going to go the same way.
I think he's done – when he inherited it from – it was bad when he inherited it from
Charlie.
Right.
Agreed.
And that's why he actually made that point last night.
Tom,
he said
Tom
where we are today from where we were 4 years ago, it's a different
But they're still
–
but they're
well,
not
the, well, the expectations are the same.
Right.
You know, it's hard to get to, it's hard to win 10 games a year.
It is.
But there's plenty of talent. I don't see why you can't. I mean, it's start taking scholarships away. Start taking freaking scholarships. Fire everybody. Start the plays.
I mean, clean house again.
And if it is Urban that comes in, okay. I mean, does he keep the assistant coaches? Because they were all his assistants at Ohio State.
What if he hires Tom as his own coordinator? That'd be so jacked.
There's no way.
100%
chance,
no way.
But that would be amazing.
That would be like some NFL stuff right there.
Yeah.
But Rufus. No. You're like, Tom, you want to come? God, that would be a shit.
Tom,
be
I got a
crap
spot. I got a spot for you on my staff if you want to stick around.
Yeah, you want to stick around?
Awkward.
You just gotta take this other office and get your stuff out of mine. God.
Go down the hallway.
That'd be some ruthless. That's bad.
Someone texted in and said, hard to believe we don't have a QB sneak. We had two plays where we needed a half yard and we snapped the ball 5 yards back. Get Sam under center and we would have converted the touchdown and first down.
It's a good point. Very good point. And
no, it doesn't. That's the stupidest thing ever. Me and Lyle talk about it, and I'll never understand it. It's you got third and one or third and two, and you want to snap it. You want to shotgun snap it. Now he has to go 4 yards instead of 1 yard.
Exactly.
It doesn't make it just. And then by the time I don't understand not being under center. No, that's 100%. Me and Lyle talk about that every week. Like Lyle called me. Me and Lyle talked yesterday. He goes, I just don't understand it, Casey. I was like, what? You talking about the shotgun? He goes, it just pisses me off. You know, he's a center. He's like, get underneath the center and let's go. We'll get you a yard.
Follow me. Let's go. Our best against your best, right? Yeah. And I promise you that Texas has the better talent. But those Iowa State players were playing. They were playing hard.
Dude, no, the right Purdy side of the line legit. Sucks. Bro, the right side of the line is so bad. It's like, what is? I mean, there's just no progress. It's bad.
But Casey, I've heard you say this week after week after week after week. There's no adjustment. That's what I'm saying. Like
Cosme had a good game yesterday.
Okay,
Cosme's not. He's a solid player. You know what I'm saying? He will. I don't think he'll be in the first round though after this year.
I think Coburn made himself some money yesterday. Yeah. He had a good game.
Yeah, you'll.
But there really weren't that many.
He's so big.
He's so big. But again, it's like where'd Osai go?
Yep, he did not. Yeah, he had a couple key plays.
Some plays,
but
they couldn't get off blocks.
Why
yesterday.
Can't you just be consistent? And I'm not putting that on the kid.
No,
but that Ash has got to keep putting those guys in positions. And like I said, I felt like Iowa State came out to try to win that game.
Well,
and Matt Campbell was the better coach. And let me just say this. I think if you're in the state of Texas, you should no longer be allowed to run a fake punt. From the Cowboys to the University of Texas.
Yeah.
Special teams has lost its way in this great state of Texas. Because, again, just a failed. I mean, the Cowboys one was just real bad.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst fake punts I've seen in a long time. But I just, again, it's the gimmicks that I don't understand why Texas has to keep doing gimmicks to try to win ball games.
Sorry, I just saw the Ole Miss Mississippi State last year.
The Iron Bowl.
How the dog.
And how he did the dog peeing on the, you know, because the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Cost them the game.
Ole Miss?
Yeah.
That penalty, didn't it?
Penalty cost them the game.
Oh, man, that's funny, though.
Oof.
And maybe that kid will get some redemption today.
Yeah. No, but I totally agree. It's wild. You know, I don't know what his future is. I honestly, there's just, he still has $60 million to buy out. I mean, it's really just donors if they're that mad at him.
Is it 60?
Yeah, it would cost about 60.
For Tom?
For all everything.
Oh,
gotcha. All in.
You know.
Yeah, because you're going to have to end up coming up big time to pick your next coach.
Yeah.
So is that, I mean, is that Urban Meyer?
I don't know who it is.
I mean, that's the only name right now coming from the.
But what I'm saying is this, though. Tom needs to stay if it's not him. Like, don't bring in some, like, don't rush it and bring in some freaking slap. that it's just going to be another 3-4 years of the
just
same BS. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take your damn time. Go out there and do your research. Like, yeah, Urban Meyer would be wild.
It'd be amazing. He'd be amazing. I mean, he's the guy that everybody would want.
Yeah.
But you're right. Casey, I actually agree that if it isn't him.
Let Tom stay another year and see if he can change it, turn it around. Hopefully he does. But if not, then he'll be gone. But it's just one of those things, like, don't go out here just because, you know, they lost to Iowa State. They better win out. They better win the next two. And
do you think the expectations were too high for Sam? Because I think that everybody really wanted him to be the guy, right? And it just, for whatever reason.
You got receivers all year that can't get off press. You know, you got O-line that's in shambles, that can't pick up a twist. They can't, you know, every time you get a big play, there's a holding, number 70, holding, or offsides, or right. Something dumb. You know what I mean?
But I was encouraged. I mean, I think I remember texting with a friend yesterday. It's like, does Texas even have a tight end? Because they never throw it to the tight end. And then, like, the next series, I think they threw it to who's the tight end that caught the touchdown pass? Is it Wiley?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Big guy. I mean, real big guy. I'm like, God, why are we not throwing to this guy?
Yeah, we don't throw in the middle of the field. It's wild.
I mean, Brandon Eagles, I mean, what a game he had. That was, I mean, his catch down the right sidelines was over his shoulder. I mean, it was a beautiful catch. And we did that a couple times in the first half. We didn't see, I felt like we just got so conservative. Yeah. Texas got so conservative.
Well, just until we went for it on fourth in the third.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, you know.
Texted in and said South Carolina paid $15 million to get rid of Muschamp. Don't be out, Jones.
But yeah, they're gonna have to pay $30 million to get rid of. Tom, and then it's really gonna cost you $60 million because you have to pay another $40 million to get a whole other staff in, and then you got to pay out the guys that have, you know, the 2-year contracts, 3-year contracts. So I mean, it's gonna be around $80 million when it's all said and done. So that's where I think that Tom has another year if they went out.
So they win the next two games.
Unless they can get the gusto in here. You know what I mean? Like,
so they win the next two games, go to a bowl game, hopefully win that. You think he has a chance to keep his job?
Yeah. If, I mean,
how long is his contract now, though?
Well, he did that extension a couple, like.
Because what would the buyout be next year?
A lot less. But this year it'll be expensive.
Yeah, but if you got the opportunity to get an Urban, I think you got to take that chance.
Oh yeah, no. If you get if Urban's like, hey, I want to come in here, the donors are going to pay that. They're going to do that right away. They're like, yeah, we'll do this. We want Urban, yeah. Because what's crazy is the economy in the state of Texas is up 10% when Texas is winning or when Texas wins, and it's up 10% when the Cowboys win in the state of Texas. If those two teams are good, the economy's up like 20% or something like that.
I literally,
how wild
I see
is
it.
That?
I see it.
I know it in the restaurant business. If Texas wins, I know after the game I'm getting slammed.
Well, and
Sunday I'm getting slammed
because the Cowboys and even merchandise. Like, I was at Academy last night buying some Christmas stuff. And I normally, my family, like, we just buy Longhorn stuff for each other for Christmas. And I just didn't have the heart to buy Longhorn stuff.
What a jerk.
Right?
Yeah.
I just didn't. I was like, okay.
See, I would still buy Longhorn stuff because
I'm not saying I'm not a true fan. Yesterday was a little punch in the gut to look over and see the burnt orange. And I literally had that thought. I was like, man, I wonder, you know, how bad the co-op's doing this year. As opposed to a year where we're crushing it.
I've always said that when this city is happy, and the only thing that really makes this city happy is the University of Texas winning big football games.
Right.
More people buy homes.
Right.
You know, people are in a better mood in this town.
Restaurants are full. Bars are full.
I don't want to see Texas losing. It kind of depresses the town during the fall.
Grasshopper 1 texted in and said, keeping him another year sets you back multiple years because Tom's recruiting is neutered.
Neutered. That's funny. Hey, we got to take a break on that. I like the word neutered. And we'll be right back for more Big Ugly Tailgate. Well, anyways, welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Sitting here on a gloomy, kind of a misty,
it's gonna be a wet
misty
day.
Morning. Only 1 to 2 inches, so it won't be bad. You know, if they're saying like, you know, 1 to 2 inches ain't bad. So come to Whitfield's.
Get you some barbecue.
But if you don't and you see me closed and it's raining like cats and dogs, I'll be open tomorrow. Because I'm not going to sit there like a wet dog today.
Lake Whitfield.
I mean, I'll open up for, you know, that good lunch rush and then I ain't going to push it, you know.
Yeah. What are you doing for that. Christmas? Do you do like turkeys and stuff for Christmas?
Yeah, we'll do turkeys again this Christmas. Full briskets. Ribs. We're gonna do some spiral hams.
I was gonna say, you do any hams?
Yeah, we're gonna do some smoked spiral hams.
Nice. I think I like ham better than turkey. Like,
what?
Yeah.
No.
Like, I don't. I mean, I like turkey. We had the conversation.
I can
like,
only eat.
Is the Thanksgiving meal that good?
Yes.
Justin Thomas came out and did a tweet and said, "If Thanksgiving was so good, why do we only eat it one time a year?"
Oh, I think it's amazing. Mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, and bourbon sweet potatoes.
Those are all the sides. I'm talking about the main.
Well, you don't eat it for the main. You eat it for the sides.
Well, yeah.
I eat it for the main.
But I think I'd rather have a ham than a turkey. I think I like ham better than I like
See,
turkey.
I like only ham. I don't like the thin cut ham. Like, you have to give me a real...
You like a ham steak?
No, I'm saying like, you know, like a spiral cut ham.
Correct.
I'm good with that. I don't like the deli hams.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't like the deli hams, but I'll eat a sandwich with spiral cut, you know, the thicker ham. But the spiral cut or the deli ham just doesn't do it for me. But I do love a good fried turkey.
But I do love the sides.
Yeah, we did a lot of fried turkeys this year. But I learned a lesson. I'm going to have 6 burners next year. And
how many did you have this year?
I had 3, and then I had a 4th one going, but my stand broke, so I couldn't put a chicken on it or turkey on it.
Gotcha.
So, and then I hauled ass to Academy, and they had nothing. I was like, you don't even have a stand. I can just put a bird on so I can stick it in my pot. And they had nothing. And I was like, all right, well, let me get some gloves, I guess.
They are also out of weapons and ammo.
Everywhere's out of weapons and ammo.
It's insane.
Did you hear? I saw some stuff where Biden was saying that if you have a semi-automatic weapon, you got to pay like $200 for each one and get them registered.
And like $200 per magazine?
Yeah. And then you have to register it. Or you have to, if you don't register it, it's like a felony or something like that. I was like, well, that's some BS right there because that's a lot of money in my house. And every magazine over 10 rounds or something like that. Oh, are you kidding me? I have so many magazines.
No, you don't.
No, you don't, Casey. What are you talking about?
That the government knows about. No, but I mean, that's just wild talking about guns. But fishing's been good, I hear. Deer season's been pretty productive this year because there's a lot of rainfall last year. I've seen a lot of big deer shot this year. So everybody I know that's, you know, I know y'all are down there Thanksgiving the whole weekend shooting and hunting and drinking on the ranch. I hope y'all missed. I hope all of you missed. I hope you guys all went over. But you got a good hangover, so it's worth it. And you sit by a fire, got to talk to people, get off the phone, listen to all these media outlets and BS that goes on in our social media worlds. But, yeah, there's some good football games today, though.
Yeah, Iron Bowl
coming up
2:30
without the Sabine.
Correct.
Without
why
Sabine.
Is he COVID again?
Oh, he's yeah. COVID
for the second time
again. Why does that not surprise me?
The first time was a false negative.
Correct.
Oh, gotcha.
This one he really has
because he was on the sideline.
Another good game. You got the LSU Tigers heading to College Station to play the number five ranked Texas A&M Aggies.
Dude, that's going to be a blowout.
A&M's going to whoop that ass.
They are.
That's LSU is not that solid this year.
Nope. Did you watch that game last weekend?
Which one?
LSU.
No, I don't watch LSU or A&M. I stick to Texas and then good matchups. Like that Oregon State game was pretty fun.
That was an awesome game.
That was a fun game last night.
That was a really good game.
Yeah, that was a good game.
I mean, Oregon.
Can you believe the debacle at the end of that game though? with the timeout, the runoff.
Oh yeah,
all that. I was like,
and I mean, to me, it looked like the Oregon State quarterback scored a touchdown. I think on second down.
Well, no, he was all the way across.
He was across, but you couldn't physically see the ball. Yeah. Like the way he entered the scrum, I guess if you want to call it that, you couldn't physically see the ball, so they didn't call it a touchdown. The next play, they do it again, and the quarterback tears his hamstring. It looked like he tore his hamstring off.
Oh, yeah.
The way that he came off field and way he was acting after the game.
It's off the bone. What is this kicker doing? Wow. That's how you do a fake punt. What are you juking for? He was juking at the people who were 15 yards away.
But then Oregon State ended up getting the ball. I mean, they ended up scoring on the next play and winning the game. Yeah. But that was a great game.
No, it was a good game.
And another interesting thing going on in the college football world is that Vanderbilt University will have the very first ever female Division I P5 player.
Yep, I did see that. And what is she playing? What position?
She's the kicker.
Kicker.
So she's the goalie.
Well, I mean, Colorado had a woman kicker.
Did she kick, though?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's saying that this girl's going to make history. I think she's the first Power 5. I don't know if that the girl from
CU Buffs have. I remember her.
They had a female kicker?
Yeah, I remember that.
So we know where you stand on kickers, Casey, but how do you feel about female kickers?
Casey's right.
Well, then,
I mean, she kicked field goals, though, too, didn't she?
Yeah, she was playing 2003 at the University of New Mexico.
It was in New Mexico?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was CU for some reason.
Well, they're saying this is the first female Power 5 conference.
Well, that means New Mexico, then. But I could swore
but you, I mean, I think that's great. She's the goalie on their soccer team, and I believe kicked some in high school as well on her high school football team. But why not? If she can kick, I don't care if you're a guy or a girl. Yeah. If you can score points.
Like unnecessary roughness.
That's Kathy Ireland.
Kathy Ireland out there booting that thing.
The Texas State Armadillos.
Yep. Sinbad, that big old. Dude. That was a great movie. I love that movie.
Somebody came out and was saying this. I believe it was the Oregon State running back, where there's a running back out there, and Sinbad is his uncle.
That's pretty cool. Sinbad's all weird now.
Dude, that guy's so funny.
He is funny. But he, remember when I was in the movie Unnecessary Roughness when that one guy was like the karate dude, and the ref's like, judo chop to the neck. Yeah. Out of a roundhouse, 15-yard penalty. Oh, back when football was knock your teeth off. It's wild how soft football's gotten, but, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, my whole thing was, you know, with Sam. Sam's a great quarterback. You know, he's a good quarterback for Texas. I like him as a, you know what I mean?
But you want to see him come back.
I want to see him come back, you know, and better his chances, like, at
what
the next
Herman's
level.
Still here?
Well, it's his decision, you know, like, but I think he needs another year because he just instinctually.
I don't know. I don't know if he gets better for another year at Texas. I think he should take
not with
his,
the same coaching
staff. I think he takes his chances. He'll get drafted in the NFL this year. Okay. And he's a leader.
When?
I'm not going to say he's not a first rounder guy. But.
I mean,
but he's got the tools. I mean, when you look at the style of play that's happening in the NFL right now, where the mobile quarterback, Sam's a very mobile guy.
Yeah.
Okay. That mobile quarterback, you just have so many more options. And you look at Mahomes and Jackson and Kyler Murray and Dangerous Wilson. I mean, across the board, the top teams are the guys that have the mobile quarterback. So I think Sam is definitely going to be a guy that gets picked up in the NFL. Let's just go. I mean, I think you just go ahead and do it. Cut the cord.
Yeah.
You know, time to graduate. It's time for there to be a new regime.
Looking at it that way, I get it, but it's still like the I know what you're saying, and I feel what you know, I feel you on that. But like, man, and yes, he would, you know, he might get picked up late, but he'll be on a practice squad or make a team want to back up because he can run the ball and run that type of offense. And maybe he gets that development in the pros and sits on the sideline and really develops his arm for 2 years. I think that would be a good idea. Unless that gusto comes in here, then you take that, and then now you get into the league. Now you're making, you know, you make him real money your first time out.
But I think
I don't think he'll be in the top five rounds.
Well,
unless he shows out. His arm this year is just, I think it's just been bad coaching, or you know, he's been dinged up, or just too much on his shoulders, or whatever y'all want to put it at. But that's just me as a player.
I heard it. Well, we'll pick that back up right here after the break on more Big Ugly Tailgate.